99.9 WJBL. Sorry, we're going to cut that one short due to the fact that the 90s at 9 does not take precedent over Maddie and Tay.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Yeah, so here we are. We have Maddie and Tay with us, and we've got the kids in the background, which is great. We can hear them, too. So I'm going to turn it over to the moms so you guys do your mom talk.
Okay, so hi. Morning, Maddie and Tay. Good morning. I went down a deep dive on both of your guys' socials, and I remember seeing, actually, I was telling Ken off air, Tay, when you were in the NICU with your little one. But who do we all have? Is it Forrest and Layton? Are those the two that are around and you're pregnant? Is that right?
That's right, yes.
So we've got, Maddie has Forrest. How old is Forrest, Maddie?
I saw first birthday's
coming up, right?
Yes, first birthday's coming up. And I am trying to pack right now because we leave tomorrow, but he's not really letting me do that.
Okay, so that is a question I, as a mom, wonder if you... Okay, so if you're packing up, are you going to be doing a big birthday party for him anywhere? Are you going to have, you know, the big first birthday? Are you going to do more of a low-key thing on the road, in the tour bus? What does Forrest's first birthday look like?
So we are going to the beach with our family and all of his cousins. I didn't feel like planning like a big birthday party, so we're just going to the beach and just doing more of an experience thing rather than like a big old party.
That's okay.
You are not at all like Ashley, because Ashley goes over the top with parties and stuff. So kudos to you for that.
I will say I didn't do that last year. My son wanted to go to New York City for his fifth birthday, and so I did an experience instead because he wanted to try and find Spider-Man in New York City.
No, that's not over the top.
That is exactly what we are doing. We're going to New York in a couple of weeks, and my nephew on his bucket list is to meet Spider-Man and eat a hot dog in New York City.
Oh.
So Auntie Maz making it happen.
There you go. That's all very right. Nice. So where in which beach are you taking your one-year-old to?
We're going to a beach in Florida, since it's pretty close to here in Nashville. But right now the forecast says rain every day. I know, but hey, a rainy day at the beach is still a great day.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then Tay, you are pregnant right now, right? She's still there.
What did you say?
Is Tay, are you there? Can you hear us? We have Maddie and Tay on the line right now. And then I wanted to turn it over to you and your momhood. You have a little girl, but you also are pregnant. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Yes. I have a 2.5-year-old little girl, and then we're pregnant with a boy.
Okay, nice. A little boy and a little girl. And so does touring with these kids, is it quite different? Is life quite different for you girls compared to 3 years ago?
Life is very different compared to 3 years ago. There's just so much more joy and purpose and passion, honestly. You know, we've always been doing music and it was our number one dream. But then when we became moms, we were just like, okay, this is our dream now. And now we get to do both. So it's special.
Yeah. So do you guys, you'll be headed our way, Maddie and Tay, Friday, October 4th, Crystal Grand. In the Dells, I don't know if you guys ever been to the Dells, but it's kind of like Pigeon Forge down there in
good comparison.
Tennessee.
I love Pigeon Forge. That vibe is so fun.
It's got that same sort of vibe.
I think it's on steroids compared to Pigeon Forge, though.
No.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
No. Pigeon Forge is right there with
the
Dells now.
Okay.
Yes, because it's very comparable.
Okay.
I'm picturing like mini putt-putt everywhere.
Yeah, there's those for sure. Mm-hmm. And there's an upside-down White House. Like the White House upside, like some interesting buildings. I think you guys have that kind of in that area too. But are you going to be bringing the kids? That's what I was wondering, because it's got it has the biggest water park in the United States.
I think the world.
I wish we were.
Okay. So you guys don't bring them on the road, or what's that look like?
We do sometimes when we have a second bus, but whenever we're rolling just one bus with our band, we're not trying to torture them with our children on the bus. So, and there's literally just no space, but we love to bring them when we can, but sometimes we just gotta go.
Yeah, I get it. So that is something if you're a mom and you're traveling, how long do you guys go without seeing your little ones? This again, Maddie and Tay.
Our rule is no more than 3 days. Sometimes we have to go 4, but that's the limit. That's where we're like, oh, no, there's not enough money in the world.
And you girls have been together for a while. How long? When did you start? What year was that?
We started back in 2010 when we met, and then we got our record deal in 2014.
Okay, so I'm thinking of all the, you know, the country duos that have been just very, very well-known, Florida Georgia Line, Brooks and Dunn, those ones. And they've all had their little moments. I mean, Florida Georgia Line, obviously.
Still having a moment.
Still having a moment. Have you guys, I'm sure you get asked this, but I'm just thinking about me and my sister. We have fights. Does this happen between you girls?
I understand the question, but this question is so bizarre to me. Because why would we be in a duo for this long? And also, we, like, hang out outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
But our friendship comes first before anything. And so I think if that wasn't the case, maybe there would be, like, fights and stuff. But, you know, we ain't trying to, you know, travel the world together and raise our babies together if we don't get along.
Well, you guys are better than me and my sister, because we can last maybe a week and then there's some sort of argument. So Maddie and Tay, you guys will be coming our way October 4th. Any new music that we can be looking forward to?
Oh yes, we have an EP actually coming out next week. We're so excited. It's just the first half of a full record coming out next year, but we have been working on this music for a couple years. And it's definitely a timestamp of where we're at in our lives. So I think everyone's going to enjoy it.
And is there any plans for Leighton or Forrest getting on one of these songs, any of their vocals? Do either of them show interest of singing?
Oh, we should have done that.
We should have, yeah.
But I know Leighton's definitely going to be on a record soon.
Okay. She's got some entertainment in her running through her veins.
She does, unfortunately. It is just in her.
No, that's good. Well, congratulations, Tay, for your second one. And are you sharing the due date?
I'm not sharing the due date. It is sometime late November. Okay. And we still don't even have a name, to be honest. So we're just kind of like going with the flow.
Okay.
Okay, Ken is a good name.
No,
I'll just throw that in there. Actually,
did come back around this year.
Yeah.
I mean, with Barbie,
yeah.
The movie,
but,
Barbie.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Okay, well, Maddie and Tay, we look forward to, you know, seeing you guys at in the Dells, the Crystal Grand. Again, you can get tickets, and they will be coming Friday, October 4th. We look forward to hearing and seeing you girls.
Yay, we can't wait to see y'all.
All right.
We'll see y'all soon.
Yes, and you'll be nice and pregnant by that time.
Oh, girl,
so.
Yeah, I will be bumping.
Yeah, that will be fun, though, to see. That's a good memories. Those are good memories and pictures to have, so there you go.
Totally.
Again, Maddie and Tay with us, and they'll be coming our way October 4th in the Dells.
All right, thank you, ladies. Have a great day.
Thank you, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Kicks with Ken in the morning. We've got more of the 90s at 9 coming up next on WJVL.
It's Judgment Day.